It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hello. Welcome to the Tarncast, the only podcast where every week the host is different, but the very special guest is always the same. Although quite often that concept is not utilized on any level, and the very special guest, me, Todd Robert Anderson, will continue to talk all by himself. And that is the case. Right now. And let's be honest, it's not the only podcast anymore where the host is always different and the very special guest is always the same. There is at least one more, maybe more. And let's be honest, it doesn't really matter if I don't stick to the concept of this podcast, because when you think about it, it's not really that great, you know, a podcast. Not a satirical concept that really has any staying power, certainly not into the hundreds of episodes where we currently are. It probably would have been a good tweet. I should have just tweeted, like jokingly tweeted, that I'm going to do a podcast where the host is always different and the very special guest is always the same, because that seems like what Mark Maron would like to do. You know, if I had said that, then maybe I would have warranted some response. Maybe I probably would have gotten, like, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 retweets probably. A couple people would have favorited it. Maybe Steve Agee. Sometimes he favorites my tweets. But that's neither here nor there. Speaking of Steve Agee, I do want to play for you a story that I told live at an event called Public School, which happens every month. Someone happened to do what they call a bootleg recording of my story. Bootleg means a crude and oftentimes illegal sneaky recording of a live event. In this case, I don't know how illegal it is. I have it, and I'm going to embed it into this podcast, mostly, just to, you know, take up space and time. You know how a lot of times it's May and then, oh shit, it's not May anymore. It's June. And then you're like, oh crap. I was supposed to do 2 podcasts last month. And I only put up 1, and it's June. So that happened, and now I'm here talking into a mic for this 20-minute Tarncast that is just me talking. Because if you really boil it down, like when I do like an hour, you know, a good 40 to 45 minutes of that hour is not me talking at all. It's usually the guest yammering, or not the guest, excuse me, the host. See, I can't even keep it straight in my head. It's a pointless endeavor on so many levels, and it certainly doesn't matter to keep it straight, you know, in my head. I don't, you know, who cares? But in any event, the point is usually the host will yammer for 45 minutes of that time. So if I throw a 20-minute episode where it's just me talking, that's basically how much talking I do in an average episode, because these hosts talk a lot. They like love to talk, and they find things that they want to talk about and like how that relates to them and all that stuff. And I'm not really that interested in that when I do interviews. I'm interested in what I have to say about whatever questions are asked. I mean, then that makes sense, because I'm the very special guest and not, you know, and then really a good host is someone who just sits back and lets the guests or single guest, or, you know, if it's a group of guests, an orgy of guests, whatever, it lets them take over and sort of run the show. It doesn't try to steer anything in any particular direction, because that's just, then you're being a control freak. But, I think a lot of hosts, you know, sort of have come up in a wrongheaded way because of the way modern entertainment is. And they think that as a host, they have to do a lot of the talking, and the entertainment rests squarely on their shoulders, and they have to move things along, and they don't really listen. And that's too bad. But, my whole point, here is that this, podcast, will be about 20 minutes. And that's about all of the very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson, you would get on an average episode of the Toncast anyway. And you can go ahead and get used to the 20 minute, just me talking to myself, episodes, for the summertime. In summers past, I've not posted at all, but I've decided to try to post a couple times a month, as I did. Again, you know, this is really a May episode, so I should get two more Junes before the end of the month. So, you know, look for more of these exciting just me talking into a microphone episodes over the next month, because it's June now. But this is a May podcast, even though it's June. Just try to write it down and figure it out. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. I don't know why you're freaking out. Stop freaking out. It's just relax. Okay. This is just entertainment. It's not a big deal. And also it's satire. So if I say anything, you know, untoward, it's just comedy. You shouldn't get mad. I know a friend of mine pasted, you know, he likes to get into stuff on Facebook, but he posted something about the, I guess GLAAD released a sort of a guideline on how to discuss, I guess Caitlyn Jenner, and transgender, and what that all means and the politically correct ways to deal with it. And he sort of, went off on that. And, you know, I don't think it's worth getting angry about. There were a lot of crazy guidelines that are hard to follow as far as nomenclature is concerned. So I've just decided to make my policy, if I'm dealing with someone who's transgender, I'll just ask that transgender person his or her name and just call them by their name and not go, "Hey, transgender." That seems like the easiest, it just seems like an easy solution. But he got into you know, a lot of trouble on Facebook by making fun of political correctness and all that stuff, and I don't want to get in that kind of trouble. So while his post was not, you know, satirical, really, it was a commentary that's very different. Everything I do is purely done behind the curtain of protection that comes when you're doing comedic things. This podcast is filed under comedy, not education or anything else. And that way I can get away with, you know, pretty much saying anything, you know, I want. And then later on when people get mad at me, I can say, "I was kidding." So that's the policy that I have here. So, in any event, it's summertime. So as I was saying before, in the past, I haven't posted podcasts during the summertime because, my family's home and it's hard to get, quiet time and schedule things. And this, summer is particularly long. So I was like, well, maybe I'll, you know, just do, 20 minutes here and 20 minutes there to try, you know, and keep things going, to give my life a sense of purpose, which is dumb because it doesn't have one and there's no reason to try and force it on my life. I mean, it's just sort of a pointless, you know, nonsensical endeavor, but, you know, whatever. I just, for my own psychological reasons, I need to give it some sort of purpose, some sort of reality, real concrete reason for happening. Because otherwise it's just, I don't know, it's just sort of a rape of the earth. That's my life, you know, it's just leaving a carbon footprint and consuming as much as possible and destroying the environment. And like, if I'm doing all that stuff without a reason, then I'm just a virus. I'm just a leech. I'm a cyst. I'm a tumor. So I don't want to be that. So I'm giving myself you know, a sense of purpose by doing these podcasts. So, and you should enjoy them because I'm on television. When a person's on television, they're extra interesting. It's not like, you know, it's not like I'm a plumber doing a podcast. I mean, there's nothing interesting. Have you ever met an interesting, plumber? No, you haven't. Again, I know that's probably offensive to a lot of plumbers out there, but this is comedy. So, you know, just get back to your faucets and, back off, you know, it's just satire. It's just comedy. In any event, so the family's home for, they're doing construction on the school. You see my wife, if you've listened to this podcast, you know this already, but if this is the first time you're tuning in, one, why? Like, why? And two, why? But just, so you know, my wife teaches at the same elementary school that my son goes to, and they both have a very long summer. It's 3 months this year, because of, construction happening at the school. So the construction takes extra time. So, they, are out from, right from Memorial Day right through to Labor Day, long summer. So, it doesn't leave me a lot of time to do podcasting because, everything like the day-to-day stuff that I have to do takes, 18 times longer than it normally would because I constantly have to ask, or rather answer questions about where things are, and when I'm going to be done doing what I'm doing and, all that stuff. I don't have a lot of time to podcast because I have to point out where things are and tell people when I'm going to be done doing things. So, and that's time consuming, you know. But luckily, I was able to carve out a few minutes today to have this conversation with you. And I want you to know, that I love you and I think you're great. That's not satire. That's the one part of the show. Like if I say I love you or say positive things that like warm your heart and endear me to you, then that's not humor. That's like the heart, coming through, like out past the satire, and you can love that. But if I say something like shitty, like plumbers or crap, I don't know why I'm picking on plumbers today. I mean, let's be honest. Plumbers can be, you know, they can be good people, I guess. I've known some good plumbers. They're fine. But that's not the point. The point is that, I've got my family at home, so I don't have a lot of time to do this. And I do love you. In a few moments, I'm gonna turn this podcast right over to myself. Live stage show. I hope the audio quality is good enough that you can understand it. And if it's not, I don't care. But in this night of stories, where, you know, other great people, told stories, there was, Janet Varney told a story, Steve Agee, as I said before, told a story, Steve Falk, he hosted and told some stories. There were a lot of great stories. Laura House told it. There were a lot of great storytellers and stories. The only story that I clipped here is mine because it's my friend recorded on his phone and he didn't care about the other storytellers. He only cared about me. So he didn't record the whole show. If he had, you know, I might post that. But I'm not going to. I'm just going to post my story. Cause that's all I have is just my story. So, anyway, it was a while ago. It was a few months ago, but, it was, the theme was, I'm going to screw it up. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was, you know, oh no, what have I done? Was basically, you know, the title of the storytelling evening. Oh crap, what did I do? So this is my, oh crap, what did I do, story, that, I did, at this show. And, people, really love me. They do. They really, really dig me. And that's why I have a podcast, because people love to listen to me talk. As obviously you have, for the last, 14 minutes. And you're going to for another, 7 or 8 minutes as I tell, the story at this live show. So, here's the story. Enjoy it. And, until next time. Keep the home fires burning, and thanks for listening to the Todd and Cast. You're the best.
Todd is a writer and an actor on my show You're the Worst. He's a good friend of mine, and he is also the lead of a web series we do called Film Pigs. Film Pigs. We were about to do our 150th web show. It's a really stupid show. You should watch it. And he's going to be on Hawaii 5-0 on April 17th. All over Hawaii 5-0 doing some fucking nefarious shit. My favorite tweet of his: I love me some Steely Dan, but I'm super glad I'm not their coming of age niece. Todd Robert Anderson. Be careful.
Hi. All right. A long time ago, I graduated high school, and it seemed like a really big deal at the time. So me and some other friends of mine who were in the high school theater, we decided we wanted to go on a camping trip as sort of a last hurrah before we all went off to chase our stupid, misguided dreams. And we decided to go up to Maine. And it was me and these twins named Frank and John, who were buddies of mine, and this musician friend of mine named Jimmy, who was also an Eagle Scout, and my best friend, Darren, went, and then these two girls. There was one, her name was Julia, and she grew up across the street from Frank and John, and she was also the girl who I had a crush on all through junior high and high school, and I was always trying to get her to make out with me, and she never would make out with me. And then the other girl was Allison, and she happened to be the girl that I had taken to senior prom. Also wouldn't make out with me. So we went up to Maine, and the camping that I was accustomed to, that I did with my folks growing up, is called tailgate camping. If you're not a camper, what tailgate camping is very simply, you pull your car up to a campsite, and then you unload your car, and you have your camp, and if you run out of beer, or you want to go out to eat and you don't feel like cooking on the campfire, you get in your fucking car and you go to town, and it's great. But Jimmy was an Eagle Scout, and Frank and John were Boy Scouts, so they wanted to have a more hardcore camping experience with big backpacks and hiking into the middle of nowhere and setting up camp. So we hiked up to the top of this mountain in Maine, and then halfway down, these guys said, okay, let's go off the trail and find our campsite. And I should probably mention at this point that there were signs up and down the mountain that said camping and campfires were strictly forbidden. There was a $1,000 fine if you were caught doing this. And there were also a lot of warnings on these signs that said, do not go off the trail. And there was an explanation on the sign: because of the bear population on the mountain. Again, if you're not a camper, a bear is a really big fucking animal, hairy, big teeth, claws, love to eat people. But I'm thinking, you know, and I was uncomfortable with this the whole time, and we're hiking in the woods, and I'm freaked out, but I'm doing it because in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, these two girls who would never make out with me throughout high school, this might be the last time we'll ever see each other, and maybe they'll finally go, okay, fuck it, maybe I should make out with this guy in a tent. So I, you know, manned up, and I didn't complain, and I followed these guys into the Blair Witch brush, and we hiked for a while through these woods, and then we came across a clearing, which Jimmy the Eagle Scout said, this is a good place to set up camp. So we set up camp on like the lower part of the clearing. We set up some tents, and then on the upper part we built a campfire, and we ate beans and Franks. And it started to get dark, and Allison, the prom date, she pulled out a bottle of booze and was like, hey, booze! And we were like, okay, booze! And we started drinking booze, and John, who likes ghost stories, started telling ghost stories, and that was kind of creepy. And Jimmy, the Eagle Scout, at a certain point said, "Hey guys, I'm going to go crash. He's not comfortable around alcohol because of, you know, family history." So, you know, we're like, "All right, Jimmy, sleep well." And then John said he wanted to have a seance and call the ghost of Ted Bundy to the campsite. And I was already completely stressed out because of the dark and the woods and, you know, and I said, "No, let's not have a seance. I don't think that'll work. But if it does, I don't want fucking Ted Bundy at the campsite. Let's not do that." So we just kept talking for a while. And then we're, you know, just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, like off in the trees surrounding the clearing, I hear this giant crack, just like a huge crack that just stops me and stops everybody. And I'm like, "You guys heard that? It was a giant crack." And they're like, "Yeah, that was weird. That was a giant crack." And then, you know, we all were waiting. And then there was another crack. And I was like, "Holy shit, what's doing that? It sounds really fucking big." And everybody's freaked out, and I look out into the trees, and I see the top of this small tree sort of sway violently back and forth and just go down with another crack, and I'm like, "Fuck, what the fuck, you guys?" And Frank stands up, and he goes, "Holy shit, I think I just saw a fucking bear! I saw a bear!" And that's, I just... Have you ever had a blind panic before? Because I had. And it's blind. Like, it's not, there's no longer logic. It's just blind panic. And I screamed, "We gotta get to the tents and wake up Jimmy!" Because, you know, he's an Eagle Scout. Eagle Scouts can save you from bears. They get merit patches for that. So I started sprinting to the tents, like, in this blind panic, just grabbing, I was, like, grabbing on the trees and using them to catapult myself forward fast as I could get to the tents and wake up Jimmy to have him save us from the bear. And I get to the tents and I scream, "Jimmy! Jimmy, wake up! There's a bear! There's a bear!" And Jimmy steps up from behind a tent with this giant tree branch in his hand, and he's just laughing and pointing at me. It's hysterical, and I'm like, "Oh, it's a prank!" And I swallow hard, and I look back at the campfire, and Frank's up at the campfire, and he's pointing and laughing at me because he was in on the prank. And then I looked at the ground in between Frank at the campfire and me at the tent, and littered all over the ground with their faces in the dirt were John and my best friend Darren and the two girls I thought maybe I had a shot of making out with in the tent, and they're just all splayed out on the ground. And that's when I remembered we were in a clearing, and the reason why they call clearings clearings is there aren't trees in them. So takeaway is tailgate camping is better. That's it. That's my story.
Hi, Robert Anderson. Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0, you guys.